So never before in America had we seen anti-Semitism at a mass level. There had been earlier anti-Jewish pamphlets, but they were considered fringe elements. Suddenly, anti-Semitism was being dispersed by one of the wealthiest, best known people in America, and he was legitimating anti-Semitism. If one reads The International Jew, one quickly learns all the things that Henry Ford was unhappy about. The city, modern music, new government programs, and whatever it was, he blamed on the Jews. No question that Henry Ford was influenced by the protocols of the Elders of Zion, what the great anti-Semitic forgery. But while the protocols are a boring book without real life in them, The International Jew, written by journalists with great skill, really captured the national imagination because they took all the things that people were concerned about and didn't like and blamed them all on Jews. And in many cases, Henry Ford would name a particular Jew whom he considered responsible.